Today's Perek in Tanakh is Yehoshua Perek Tet. So we have come now at the end of the period of the Knesset Eretz Israel, and we saw this as being represented in people's minds, actually. Even according to one Mandiyam in the Gemara, it actually happened in one day, in a sense. And yet the Torah puts the Ktivat Avanim by Har Gerizim and Har Eival in Shechem at the very end of the Milchemet Ha'ai and the Milchemet of Yericho. And this represented now two completely different ways of fighting. One was the original coming into Eretz Yisrael with the Shechinah and with the Aron HaBrit and just walking straight in. The other one was war through tactics, strategy, and even low tactics. And this now caused a tremendous reaction among the people around. And we saw yesterday that indeed those tactics were enough to change their minds about what had happened originally in the attack on Ai. The Goyim now perceived the original attack of a few thousand people as never having been meant to be a serious attack, but a way to persuade them that they could safely leave the city so that the next day they would be wiped out. Oh my goodness, rottenness could be. And so, some of the Mefarshim explain that they began to suspect that the only reason that they had been offered peace terms by Yehoshua, as the Gemara tells us, Yehoshua had to send Midoraita. You're not allowed to start a war with anybody, even in Eretz Yisrael, even with the Shiva Amim, even with the ones that you're supposed to destroy. Never begin a war without first offering peace. And not only that, you always offer a way out. If you want to leave, you can leave. You want to make peace, you can make peace. It's up to you if you want to fight. So they had all gotten these peace terms. And the Mefarshim say now they suspected that the original terms were a way to lull them into having themselves wiped out, man, woman, and child, exactly as what happened here in Ai. And because of this, this became a do-or-die situation. It was an all-or-nothing war. And Vayich ishmo kol ha-malachim asher be'ivar ha-yarden, bahar u-ba-shvela, u-vechol chof ha-yam ha-gadol el mul ha-levanon, ha-chiti ve-emori, ha-knani, ha-prizi, ha-chivi va-yevusi, all of the nations along the entire border, all the way up to Lebanon, all around the country, all of the Amim came together. Vayitkapsu yachtav lihilachem im Yehoshua ve'im Yisrael pe'echad. And now the Medrash points out there's only three times in history that you actually have a United Nations against Yisrael. And one of them was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything that Yisrael represents. One of them is the first United Nations, of course, which was the Dor HaFloga, in which everyone was united in Dvarim Achadim, which are Dvarim that are Keneged Yichudo Shel Olam, which was the whole Avraham Avinu's approach. That was today's Gemara about Nimrod's desire to crush Avraham and yet not make a martyr out of him. And so he learned his lesson about that martyrdom business, threw him out and put him into prison, as we learned today, also far away from the center of things. And that was one time. The last time will be Milchemet Gog u'Magog, in which the United Nations will Yityatzvu Malchei Eretz Frosnim Nozdu Yachad. Nozdu, they got together with institutions to be able to come very close. Al Hashem ve'al Meshicho. So this is everyone coming together. And in the original Knesset Haaretz, in which people come pe'echad, which is the Safa Achad, Dvorim Achadim, going all the way back to Nimrod. Ve'yoshvei Giv'on, that means that this was, though, a tremendous determination to fight rather than to accept terms. So in other words, what it was that they had decided to do together was, we will not accept terms. We will not make peace. We will battle, except for one sneaky group who were the Yoshvei Giv'on. Now, the Yoshvei Giv'on should have actually gone along, in their terms, with the United Nations resolution to fight. Instead, since Shom'u, et asher asa Yehoshua liyericho vila'ai, they heard what it was that Yehoshua had done in both cases. And of course, these are the two representations of the wars of Yisrael. Very, very different. One Yericho, one Ai. But the end result, as far as the population is concerned, it's the same. Exactly.
But Ai is also close.
Yeah, true. Vayasu gam hima bo'orma. The Jews are the only ones who can be sneaky. We can also be sneaky. So in other words, they looked at the sneakiness. And what was the gam hima? First of all, obviously, gam hima, the way the Jews had acted. But in a deeper sense, these were Yasugam Hima Bo'orma. These were people who were living, as we'll see, as the Chivi, Because later on, they're Vayomer Ish Yisrael Elachivi. But those were the people that Bnei Yisrael had originally answered B'mirma with the Mice of Shechem. So here we're coming full circle to the way in which the sons of Yaakov had attacked Shechem after leading them on to believe. And this was all part of what's going on up here. There's a long tradition about these sneaky Jews. So all we need to do is make a treaty with them. Good heavens. So that they decided there was no real offering of peace terms. Now, Lemaisa, the Rambam asks, why indeed would the Givonim have felt that they needed to do anything sneaky if all they needed to do was really to accept terms? It's not that they could possibly have believed that we would really be faking the terms. You cannot fight with people unless you first offer them peace terms. Echad milchemet arashut ve'echad milchemet mitzvah. Says that this is true no matter what we're talking about. Shenema ki tikrav el ir lilachem aleha ve'karata aleha lishalom. Im ishlimu, ein argimim nishama. There's nothing you can do. You don't hurt them at all. And as long as they're mekabel, sheva mitzvah, shenestavum, b'nei noach, that's all. No more avodah zorah, and you keep those things that Ben Noach keeps, that's fine. And you can live here. It's unbelievable. You know? This is incredible. That's only if they want to fight. Okay, so then asks the Rambam. I mean, then the question, and not only that, as we'll see. Asula shaker b'vritam. You're not allowed to in any way mislead them. L'chazev lehem. You can't fake them out with something, promise them something that you don't deliver on. And Lemaisa, remember, looking back at Yericho v'Ai, it's not that the Jews were shown to be B'nai Orma. They were shown to be totally reliable because of Rochav. So now there's two different elements. On the one hand, they're absolutely total war, completely vicious to those who choose to stand against them. On the other hand, they're completely reliable, accepting, offering themselves nafshenu. Are instead of your life, if anything happens to you, if one hair falls to the earth, the first thing they do is to take care of Rachav and all of the families that attach themselves to Rachav. So it was clear they couldn't really have suspected them. There was no reason for them to support Rachav at that point, other than truth, commitment. And this indeed is the halacha. It's usur in any way. Only im lo yishlimo, where they're willing to make peace, but they want to keep worshipping Avodah Zarah. Ben osim meimayim milchama, and so on. Except, and you never touch women, children, and non-combatants, except for the Shiva Amamim Va'amalek. Okay? If that's the case, then clearly, and we have the Kabbalah from the Gemara, Shloshak Tavim Shalach Yehoshua Atshlo Nichnas La'aretz. He sent three different offers before we even crossed the Arden, telling them what's coming, offering them, Mishrotze Livroch Yivroch. If you guys don't want to fight, please, nobody's going to stop you. And indeed, we know that Girgashi took advantage of that. Then he said, Mishrotze Lashlim Yashlim, anybody who wants peace, let's parley. And then he said, Mishrotze Lasot Milchama, okay, nobody's moving, I haven't received anything, this is your decision. Im Kain asks the Rambam, Mipnei Maher Rimo Yoshvei Giv'on. Why in the world did the Yoshvei Giv'on feel they needed to fake us out? Lafisha Shalachlem Bichlal Valo Kiblu. They felt that since the original peace terms had been offered in general to everybody, and initially they hadn't accepted because they were together with everybody, and of course that's what it's stressing over here is the klal. They had all made a decision to fight together. So this was a united war against Yisrael. What Givon was doing, as we're going to see, was taking a big chance that they were going to be attacked by the other Umayyads in Eretz Yisrael, because this was the one nation that joined the enemy. And they didn't know that you could go back and still accept terms. So they thought, since they hadn't been mekabel, v'lo yadu mishpat Yisrael, they did not know, dimu, they imagined, sheshuv ein potrim lem l'shalom, that there's no additional offer at the time that you come to a particular city, which is not true. So there was a general offer, that was bichlal. They thought that was the only offer. So they really did not have to do what they did. They could have gotten away with much better terms, really, by coming out and saying that they want to be Mashim. Instead, they were always looked at through all generations as phonies, and nonetheless became Chotvei Etzim, Shavei Mayim, and so on. So, as we're going to see, this was indeed the cause of a tremendous amount of problems, which will continue in the realm. It's in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Shish. So, Vayasu Gam Hima Ba'orma, they too, like Bnei Yisrael, and like the forefathers of Bnei Yisrael, they too figured we can be acting Ba'orma, which is part of the result of I. Nothing is on the surface anymore. Va'yelku va'yitztayaru. Yitztayaru is they made themselves into tzirim, representatives, people that were sent to the United Nations. Tzir, we still have tzir bagoyim shulat, like ambassadors, correct? Vayikhu sakim balim lechamoreihem v'nodod yayin balim levavukayim v'mitzorarim. They took for themselves what appeared to be old and worn out sacks over their donkeys, swollen bottles of wine that were all patched up and tied together with old rope, na'alot balot, old shoes that they got out of a junkyard, betula'ot, with patches all over them, baraglehim, sulamot balot alayam, old worn out clothing, v'chol lechem tzedam yavesh hayan nikudim. Everything that they were carrying was all spotted with mold, and it looked like they had been coming forever. They come into Gilgal. They speak in front of Yoshua, and everybody's listening. We have come from afar. And so, even though it says Vayomru, it's Vayomer. So in other words, everybody was really thinking this, but only one person spoke, maybe Yoshua himself. Ish Yisrael ala Chivi. They're called Chivi. Now the other Medrash, it's actually Yerushalmi, it's not just the Medrash, is that the reason they're called the Chivi, even though they were from the Amori, the Givoni, was because they acted like the Chivi. They acted like the Nachash. Nachash is Chivia. So the Nachash in Gan Eden, who said, what I need to do is get rid of Adam, and then the earth is mine, because the Nachash Shaya Romi Kol Chayat HaSadeh. This refers back to the original, the reptilian and mammalian war, essentially. And so the approach is to get rid of the growth of Adam. So therefore, I'll put him in a position that he will end up getting wiped out on his own. So they figure the same thing. If they find out that we're phonies, so then they're going to be chayev because, and they kill us, they're going to be chayev because they violated the tefillah, the shua, and they're mechal shem shamayim. If they end up keeping the brit with us, then they're going to be over on lotichrot lam brit. Either way, they're finished. And therefore, there's going to be room for us. So this was a mice of the Nachash. So they asked for a brit. V'atakir tulanu brit. We come from so far away. So they said, ulai bikir biyata yoshev. How do I know? How do I know that you're not locals? Eichichrot lecha brit. How can I just take this with your words?
Why would they think that?
You wouldn't think to ask it? How do we know who you are? Vayomra Yahushua, Avadecha Anach. I tell you, we come here to be your servants. Vayomra Lehem Yahushua, Miatem. What's going on over here? May I hit the vote? What is this all about? I mean, you can imagine, this is like totally out of left field, right? Vayomra Yahav, the Eretz Rechoka Ma'od Bo Avadecha L'Shem Adonai Elohecha. The word has gotten around the world. Ki Shamanu Shamov Et Kol Asher Asa B'Mitzrayim. We've heard about him. We've heard about everything that happened in Mitzrayim. They very carefully leave out. They heard about the Yarden. They didn't hear anything about that. Because at the time that we left, it hadn't happened. What was that? Oh, really? That's amazing. There was an ace at the Yarden too. Wow, that's incredible. Right? But what we heard was the way, of course we know this has nothing to do with you. You couldn't really fight Malchi Amori, which is not what Rachav said. Rachav said that you fought Malchi Amori. They say, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Kol Asher Asah, L'Shnei Malchei Amori, Asher Be'Evar HaYarden, L'Sichon Melech Heshbon, L'Olam Melech HaBashan, Asher Be'Ashtaron. These are famous battles already, and it's getting all over the world. And so, Vayomer Eleinu Zikeinenu. Notice, they carefully avoid a melech. They have no melech. If we were locals, we'd have a melech, obviously. Yer Dizlamet Al Malach. We don't have a melech. But the council of the Zikeinim that rules us sent us as representatives. Everything that they do is calculated over here to make it appear, not only to the eye, but to the analysis of their words, that they are not locals. So Zikeinenu v'choyoshvei Arzenu told us, Chubi etchem tzedal aderech, ulechu likratam, we need to be mizdabik t'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, you be the representatives that make the brit, this is the new Kuzari. We're all going to become Jewish. Tell the Jews, look, zelachmenu. Here, look at our bread. We left our homes with everything fresh. There we were, massive send-off, firecrackers. Everybody was shouting, we can't wait till you get to the Jews. We got the best stuff. We're walking along. Oh, it took us so long. Look at this, it's all moldy. The great wine that Hashem Ilenu Chadashim, we just came out of Walmart with this stuff. Look at this. I mean, this is a tough journey. Let me tell you what we went through to come to you just so that we could have this brit. Look at this. Look how we dressed. I mean, we're high-class people. Volu mirova derech ma'od. Vaykhu anashim mitzedam. Oh, yes. Titzayed bepiv. The people took the tzayed, meaning that's the words that they were tzad them with. Vet pi adonai lo shalom. They did not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether they should make a brit. Vayas lem Yoshua shalom. Vayichrot lem brit. It wasn't only a brit, it was lahakiyotam. Lachayotam, which is a din of every ger toshav. Once you're mekavel sheva mitzvahs, not only can you live in Eretz Yisrael, but you get free kupat cholim. None of this oz jazz, you know, throwing people out. Oz is the name of the immigration authorities that dump the kids. Yes. Vayishavu lehem nisiyei ha'idan dafka, the leaders. You'll notice that in the background, people are murmuring. Vayomru ish Yisrael, people are murmuring. They don't like this. The only ones that accepted them were Yoshua and the Nasiim. Vayim iktzei shloshet yamim. Ooh, interesting. Asher acharei asher kartu lahem brit. And so it's 3 days later, which of course is exactly what happened in Shechem. Vayishmu kikrovimim. They found out who they really were. Ubekirboim yoshmim. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael vayavol alorehim vayom ha'shlishi. Vorehim givon v'kfira ubeirot v'kiryat yarim. They went to all of the cities of the Givon Telstone. V'lo hikum b'nei Yisrael. However, they couldn't kill them. Ki nishbu lehem nisiyei ha'ida ba'adunai Elohei Yisrael. V'yilonu kol ha'ida l'nisiyim. This was a case in which the man in the street had held that this was crazy. It shouldn't have been done. Now everybody is angry at the leaders. Why did you do that? V'yomru kol ha'nisiyim el kol ha'ida. Look, let's not discuss that right now. There's nothing to do. Anachnu nishbanu lehem ba'adunai Elohei Yisrael. V'yata lo nukha lingoa behem. Even though, obviously, as the Gemara points out, the Shvuah is not Chal, because it was a complete lie. However, they felt it would be a Chilol Hashem, because after all, remember what it was that Yaakov Avinu told his son. And that is, you have destroyed my reliability, Be'ene, the Yoshvei Haaretz. Nobody's going to trust the Jew again after what you did. I stink. So after all of this that we did, that people should be able to turn around and say, you see, they were right. There never were any reliable treaties. Nothing was true. They accepted only to lull you into allowing them to walk in and slaughter you. So how could we do that? So basically, they put us between a rock and a hard place. There's nothing to do. Zot na'aselehem v'achayeota. What we have to do is they have to be allowed against what we would like to do. We have to keep them. V'lo yeh aleinu ketzef al ha'shvuah she'nishbanu lehem. That's all we need. Is to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry and are violating the Shvuah and causing a Chilul Hashem. Vayomru alayhem anisiyim yichyu. The psak is, they have to live. That's it. But yuchot ve'etzim v'shoavei mayim l'chol ha'eda kasher dibru alayhem anisiyim. They're going to have to be in a position of accepting that they work for everybody as it goes on them. Vayikra alayhem Yehoshua, and so Yehoshua calls them in. Vayedaber alayhem le'mor lama rimitem otanu. Why did you lie? Why did you have to lie? I mean, if there's something real about you, and you really did want to be Makabal Mitzvahs, then why did you lie? For being liars like this, you are Arur, and this is exactly what happens to the Chivi, the Nachash. Arur Ata Miko, and this is exactly the Lashon that he uses. The future, you are going to be the ones who are going to work for the Mishkan that you would have wanted to reject. And they answered and they said, look, we were terrified. What do you want? It's not that it's a lie. It's that Hugedu God Lavadechat Asher Tzivad Unai Lechet Moshe Avdo. We know about the Mitzvah Satorah, and we know the way that he was told, that he was Vatet Lechem Et Kol Ha'aretz, Lashmid Et Kol Yoshvei Ha'aretz Biplechem. We knew the Haftach in the Torah, that everyone is going to be destroyed, and we viewed that as a prophecy that's real, and that there's nothing that we're going to be able to do about in the end. And we're terrified of you. Fine. Do what you want with us. It's up to you. We're makabel any din that you say. Look at that. He had to save them from the Bnei Yisrael, meaning that people were furious. The man in the street, besides the Nasiim, they were angry at the Nasiim, they were angry with Yoshua, and he had to save them from Bnei Yisrael, v'lo haragum, and they didn't kill them. It's not a portion of Maisa. V'yitznem Yoshua v'yom ahuchot v'yitzim v'shua v'imayim la'idda, ul'mizbach adunai ad ayom hazeh, el ha'makom asher yivchar, until we come to the Beit HaMikdash. And then, at the time of David said, now, the truth is, says the Yerushalmi, It's up to me. Because it was left in my hands by Yoshua. This Gezerah Chotvei Etzim was only until HaMakom HaShivchar. Now that I'm beginning, I've bought that place, and I'm beginning the preparations for the Beit HaMikdash, I can decide whether to be Makar of them, or to continue to be Marchik them. I pass it in the Marchikam. The reason that he was Marchikam was because of their centrality in the history of Israel. He didn't Marchikam because he saw the way that they acted. Now this gets back to our Gemara today. You notice that today's Gemara talks about the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, in which the Pasuk is defined in ways that make absolutely no sense. The Gemara puts, the Pasuk is putting together in what appears to be a discussion of the development of Shevet Yehuda, puts together all kinds of people that don't really make any sense. Yokim, Anche Joseva, Yoash, Visaraf, Ashaba, Lula Moab, Yoshuvi, Lechem, Vadvorim Atikim. So that the Gemara says this refers to Yokim, is Yoshua. Yoshua, in the middle of the story of Yehuda? What in the world? And Anche Joseva refers to people who are Chazav, the liars. Going back now to the Givonim, Eloah Givonim. Yoash Visaraf referred to Machlon, the Chilion, in the middle of the story. Ashaba, Lula Moab, who took for themselves Nashim Moaviot. Yoshuvi Lechem, that refers to Ruta Moaviyah. Vahadvarim Atikid, this was all part of the Gezerat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hema HaYotzrim, these are the creative ones, referring to Yisro's children. Yonadav Ben Rechav, who had been Nishba. So they're the ones that are Yonadav Ben Rechav, Yoshvi Nitaim, Shlomo HaMelech. Going back now to Rut again, said Shlomo HaMelech. Ugedera, the Sanhedrin that are Goder, Ima Melech Bemalachtu, Yoshvu Sham, who were there at the time of the Yesod of the Malchus. What the heck is this talking about? There's a marvelous Sifri, which is clear what it's talking about. It is talking about the development of the Malchus through Gerim. So all of these people were central to the envisionment of what Malchus is. And basically, if you look at the end of the previous parak, it becomes very clear in a deeper sense what's going on. The last words that we learned in the previous parak was that we needed to write down in Shivim Lashon the words of the Torah on those stones. The reason that they're written Ba'er Hetev in Shivim Lashon was to attract, says the Gemara, the Umot HaOlam who want to be Mizdabek in Yisrael. Which means that perhaps the Ben Yisrael in the street did not realize that this entire Knesset Eretz Yisrael, which appears to be so violent and so much against the indigenous population and so elitist, in which no one else has any mokum to live, suddenly is faced with a situation in which the Kriya L'Shalom turns out to be not a way of securing non-war, but rather a way of bringing people in. The Shivim L'Shainis that are on the war are meant to bring people in, so that Am Yisrael is meant to accept Gerim that are not even Mekabel Mitzvahs, but are Gerit Toshav in Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, take care of them L'Achiyotam and provide them with health care and with tzedakah and so on and so forth, as part of the halacha of Ger Tosha. And this, of course, is thematic throughout the Torah. This is the union of the Yefas Tear. This is all that which becomes now the opening, which we spoke about in terms of Rochav. This is the opening of the entire nature of Or La'amim, what it means to be a Ben Yisrael that is attractive to the Umay Sa'ilah, which means that the idea of the reliability, the openness, and the final geula, which has to come when Yaakov, which is a lashon of Ekev, Vayasimu et Ekev. So it's all that the goyim constantly say. It's the sneaky Jews that are searching for world dominion. This just came out yesterday in the Guardian, like that. In the BBC. Incredible. You know, the great Jewish lobby that has taken over Britain, it was like the most anti-Semitic place in the world, but it's the Jewish lobby that's controlling it. Incredible. Incredible.
So much more powerful.
So all of this akava, which is part of the idea of Gog Magog, Al Hashem v'Hamashicho, the lies, Kol Lashon Asher Takum Aleich, it's the Lashon that needs to be destroyed. It's not the war. So all of these in Yonim now were part of the Avonim that were meant to be an expression of the approaches of Yericho and I, and to make it clear that Bnei Yisrael are not Hovishu, they're not people that you should want to run away from, but you're people you should want to have a brit with. And therefore, the Givonim becomes central in the whole development of Malchus Yisroel as well, together with Rut and together with Yitro and the bringing together of the Umas Olam into Klal Yisroel, the avoiding of the Churban Abayit through using Yonadav Ben Rechav, as the Navi says, look at this. These are people that are so loyal to the Beis HaMikdash that they foresaw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and stopped drinking wine or building homes or investing in life as soon as they recognize that there would be a Churban. It's unbelievable things. So these are the people that Lamaisa stand up as the signifiers to us. Yisro is there at Kabbalah Satera. Rut is there on Shavuos as Kabbalah Satera. The nature of the Malchus, Ima Melech B'Malachto, Yoshvu Sham. The Netiim, which was the idea of Shlomo developing it such a way as to draw in the entire world. So that the Navi has to describe the ships unloading the parrots and the people that came to see, and Malchus Shva, that it's greater than anything we imagined. The concept of Malchus Yisrael, that is the opposite of the Mechemes Gog U'Magog, that which the Umays want to destroy. All of this is part of the story of Givon. And so in the Givonim, ultimately, are the test. They are put to the test the same way that, incredibly, Malchus Yisrael is put to the test. He makes them Chotvei Etzim, but the promise initially was to make sure that you have a good living. It may be a low-class living. It's L'chayotam too. So we promise you a living. Incredibly, generations later, the family of Shaul HaMelech is destroyed for depriving them of a living. So here, and in a way which he wouldn't even have thought of, he goes to destroy Nov Yir HaKohanim, which is a tremendous chet, and for that, nu memela. But since the people that used to make their living from the people that used to live in Nov before Shaul went ahead and in his madness destroyed it were the Givonim, and now they don't have anybody to sell water to. They're Chotvei Etzim, who's going to buy firewood? Because of that, there's this terrific Ra'av, which of course goes back to the creation of Malchus Beis David in the first place. So there's now a drought. Nobody knows what's going on. Till finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, it's because of the Givonim. It's because he took away their parnasa. Did you promise? He took away their parnasa. And at that, when the people saw hanging from the tree, and this was Keneged the Melachim, that were hung from the tree by us, they saw Shaul's children hanging from the trees because they're rotten Givonim, which the pasuk is made on them. They had rotten midot. They never, they tried everything to get them to be meichel, to help them to have a better living. No. The only thing that talks to us is death. Because of that, David said, I reject them. They will never be part of Klal Yisrael. But this test is the reliability. And the commitment becomes part of the actual test of the Malchut. And David HaMelech's personal promises to Shaul's family. He begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least the ones that are selected, don't put me to the test as to which ones have to be killed. And this is unbelievably buried right here at the original Knesset HaAretz when we're talking about the attraction of the Umay Sa'ilon to us that is essential for the building of the Malchus. Ad ayom hazeh al hamakom asher yivchar, until the actual building of the Beit HaMikdash itself.